Foreign Service Institute, Reading Law, A Programmed Introduction, Tape 4, Frame 133. This symbol is called
Devoir.
Observe how it is written. You begin with a small counterclockwise circle at the bottom and go to the top. The two X's here show that this vowel symbol occurs between consonants. Frame 134. Draw.
Devoir.
Each time it is read.
Devoir. Devoir. Devoir.
Check your work by looking at frame 133. Frame 135. What is the name of this symbol?
Devoir.
Frame 136. Observe how this symbol is written. It begins like
Devoir
with a counterclockwise circle and goes upwards, but it is different at the top. Frame 137. This symbol is called
Devoir.
Listen to the pronunciation again.
Devoir.
Frame 138. Are these two symbols identical in shape? No, they aren't. Frame 139. What is the name of this symbol?
Devoir.
Frame 140. The name of this symbol is
Devoir.
Isn't it? Yes, it is. Frame 141. As you hear the name of the symbol, draw it in the space given.
Devoir. Devoir.
Check your answers by looking at frames 139 for
Devoir
and 140 for
Devoir.
Frame 142. This strange-looking symbol is called
Hoi Nyor.
Observe how it is written. You begin at the lower left with a circle. Go down and make another loop. Then go down and curve upwards. At the top, jig to the left and back to the right. Notice there are two ways to write this letter. One is like a fish hook, and one is more or less like a J. Look at it again. Listen to the name again.
Hoi Nyor.
Frame 143. Is this symbol
Hoi Nyor?
Yes, it is. Frame 144. Draw this symbol as it is drawn in frame 143, each time you hear it pronounced.
Hoi Nyor. Hoi Nyor. Hoi Nyor.
Check your work by looking back at frame 143. Frame 145. What is this symbol called?
Hoi Nyor.
Frame 146. Write
Hoi Nyor
in the space provided as it is written in frame 145.
Hoi Nyor. Hoi Nyor. Hoi Nyor.
Compare your work with frame 145. Frame 147. As you hear the name of the symbol, write it in the space provided. Number 1.
Dovor.
Number 2.
Hoi nyo.
Number 3.
Do on.
Number 4.
Hoi nyo.
Number 5.
Do on.
Number 6.
Dovo.
Number 7.
Hoi nyo.
Number 8.
Dovo.
Number 9.
Dovo.
Number 10.
Hoi nyo.
Number 11.
Do on.
Number 12.
Dovo.
Stop the tape and check your answers. Frame 148. This is a diphthong, and it's called
Sara-ua.
Although this diphthong is unfamiliar to you, you should recognize its two parts. Listen to its name again.
Sara-ua.
Frame 149. What are the two symbols that this diphthong is made up of?
Mai-gong
and
Dovo.
Frame 150. As you will observe, it is about as logical to put
Mai-gong
and
Dovo
together and get
Sara-ua
as it is in English to put O and U together and get ao as in out. Frame 151. What is this diphthong called?
Sara-ua.
Frame 152. Is this statement true or false? If you didn't know how to read this diphthong, you could figure it out by pronouncing its two parts consecutively. It's false. 153. The only way to be able to read configurations like this one is to know that when
Mai-gong
and
Dovo
are placed in this arrangement, the configuration is
Sara-ua. Sara-ua.
Frame 154. If you didn't know how OU was pronounced in the English word out, would you be able to figure it out by pronouncing O followed closely by U? No, of course you wouldn't. Frame 155.
Sara-ua
is a long diphthong. It is the same sound as in the Lao word
Pua,
meaning husband. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
Sara-ua. Sara-ua. Sara-ua.
Frame 156. The diphthong
Sara-ia
is a composite symbol made up of three parts.
Sara-e, Mai-gan,
and
Hoi-nyo.
Observe how these three symbols are arranged to form
Sara-ia.
Frame 157. This long diphthong is
사라이야.
Observe that the
이
and the
아
are equally loud. It's the same sound as in the Lao word
미야,
meaning wife. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
사라이야. 사라이야. 사라이야.
Frame 158. As has been said before, it would clearly be impossible to guess how to read this composite symbol by looking at its separate parts. Therefore, you will simply have to memorize the configuration as a whole. Frame 159. Write this symbol in the space provided each time you hear it read.
사라이야. 사라이야. 사라이야.
Check your work by looking at frame 158. Frame 160. Pronounce these two diphthongs. The tape will verify your response. Number 1.
사라우아.
Number 2.
사라이야.
Frame 161. Identify the parts of this diphthong. They are
사라에, 사라으,
and
도어.
We will repeat that. They are
사라에, 사라으,
and
도어.
Frame 162. Listen to the name of this diphthong.
사라으아. 사라으아. 사라으아.
This is the same sound that is in the Lao word
흐아,
meaning boat. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
사라으아. 사라으아. 사라으아.
Frame 163. Look at this diphthong. Listen to the tape and pronounce it after the tape voice. Be sure your lips are unrounded when you say Now listen to the whole diphthong.
사라으아.
As you look at the symbols.
사라으아. 사라으아. 사라으아.
Frame 164. Identify the two parts of this long vowel separately.
사라에
and
사라이.
Frame 165. This long vowel is called
사라으.
Listen again.
사라으.
This is the same sound that is in the Lao word
선,
meaning to invite. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
사라으. 사라으. 사라으.
Frame 166. Write this long vowel in the space provided each time you hear it pronounced.
Sara e. Sara e. Sara e.
Check your answer by looking at frame 165 above. Frame 167, listen to the pronunciation of these four. Number 1,
Sara'ua.
Number 2,
Sara'ia.
Number 3,
Sara'ua.
Number 4,
Sara'u.
They will now be repeated at faster speed.
Sara'ua, Sara'ia, Sara'ua, Sara'u.
Frame 168. Are the following two diphthongs pronounced the same or different?
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Different. Frame 169. These diphthongs will be said in pairs. Pronounce them after the voice on the tape. Number 1.
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Number 2.
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Number 3.
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Frame 170. Write the following as you hear them on the tape. Number 1.
Sara'ia.
Number 2.
Sara'ua.
Number 3.
Sara'u.
Number 4.
Sara'ua.
Number 5.
Sara'u.
Number 6.
Sara'ua.
Number 7.
Sara'ia.
Number 8.
Sara'ua.
Check your answers. Frame 171. Compare the shape of the two diphthongs. What is the difference? The second one has
Sara'a
after it. Frame 172. The first one of these is pronounced
Sara'ua.
The second one
Sara'ua.
Look at the symbols and listen as they are said.
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Frame 173. Pronounce these two diphthongs in pairs. The correct response will be given on the tape.
Sara'ua, Sara'ua.
Frame 174. The second member of this pair ends with
사라아.
It is used here to indicate that the sound ends abruptly. Listen to the pronunciation of the second member.
사라와.
This is the same sound as in the Lao word
도와,
to tell a lie. Look at the second symbol and repeat it after the tape.
사라와. 사라와.
Now repeat in pairs after the tape.
Sarawa. 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 Sarawa.
Frame 175. You know how the first diphthong in this pair is pronounced. Pronounce it and listen for confirmation on the tape.
Sara'ia.
On the basis of what you have learned above, how would you pronounce the second diphthong?
Sara'ia.
Listen again.
Sara'ia.
Frame 176. What is the difference in shape between the two members of this pair? The second one has
Sara'a
after it. Frame 177. How is this vowel symbol pronounced?
Sara'a.
Frame 178. How is this vowel symbol pronounced?
Sara'e.
Frame 179. Compare these two. What is the difference in shape? The second one has
Sara'a
after it. Frame 180. These two vowels have the same quality, but the second is shorter and the sound ends abruptly. Listen to the pronunciation of the two in pairs.
Sara'e. Sara'e.
Listen again.
Sara'e. Sara'e.
Frame 181. Look at this symbol. When it is alone, it is pronounced
Sara'a.
But as you can see from frame 180 above, when it occurs with
Sara'e,
it indicates that the sound is short and abrupt like this.
Sara'e.
Frame 182. Pronounce the first of these vowel symbols. Now listen for confirmation.
Sara'e.
Now pronounce the second. That's right, it's
Sara'e.
And the third is also pronounced
Sara'e.
Notice that the sound is short and ends abruptly. Frame 183. If you didn't guess the pronunciation of the above correctly, was it because you forgot that this is pronounced
Sara'e?
Frame 184. Listen as these two are read as a pair.
Sara'e. Sara'e.
Frame 185. What is the purpose of
Sara'a
in the second example? It is used to indicate that the vowel is short and that the sound ends abruptly. Frame 186. This is
Sara'o.
This is the same sound as in the Lao word
Mong,
meaning clock. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
Sara'o. sara o, sara o.
Frame 187. How is this pronounced?
Sara o.
Listen again.
Sara o.
This is the same sound as in the Lao word
to,
meaning table. Look at the symbol and repeat after the tape.
Sara o. Sara o. Sara o.
Frame 188. Look and listen as these two are read as pairs.
Sara o. Sara o.
Listen again.
Sara o. Sara o.
Frame 189. Put in the long vowel symbols next to the short vowel symbols in the space provided. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Check your answers on the top of the next page. Frame 190. Put in the short vowel symbols next to the long vowel symbols in the space provided. Number 1. Number 2. Number 3. Check your answers below. This is the end of Tape 4, Reading Lao, a Programmed Introduction, Foreign Service Institute.